Hi, Rod Sloan here. Now, on the 2nd of October this year in California, a gentleman called Leo Laporte, who's famous in the podcasting industry and the geeky and techie industry, gave a speech to new media people. And in it, he came out the famous line, podcasting is dead. In fact, he knew podcasting was dead before he even started doing it. Now, bearing in mind, this is a guy who claims to make $1.5 million per year from podcasting. It's quite a claim. But the reason he claims podcasting is dead is quite simple. Not so much because it's too, as he calls, darn difficult. Not darn difficult to create, but darn difficult to listen to, in the sense that you've got to find the podcast, you've got to download it to some device, you've got to subscribe, you've got to iTunes, you've got to get it onto your own mobile device. So that's basically the argument. And there is an argument for that podcasting is challenging, and you know, only about 10% of people who go online will listen to audio. Now, I'm going to say that maybe Audioboo have now made podcasting alive again. The reason being, podcasting is easy on Audioboo. Just click and play. In fact, with the link to LinkedIn, if you listen to this on LinkedIn, you're not even on Audioboo. And what they've done now, they have lifted their restriction that was previously 5 minutes to, I'm not sure what it is now, but it seems to be unlimited. So previously, before, you could only make nice little gap there as I received a text. Apologies about that. So you could only make a podcast or an audio of up to 5 minutes on your iPhone. Now they've allowed you to record directly into your computer or to take audio files that were created elsewhere and turn them into an audio boo. So my podcast that I do on my Zoom H2, which is a digital recorder, and then I play around with and edit and put music on, I can now also publish through Audioboo. So you'll see that if you look at my booze on Audioboo. So I'm saying now, with one button, you can play a podcast. It makes it much easier. It's almost like playing a video on YouTube, in effect. You can search and play. Will podcasting ever be as popular as YouTube? Well, I don't know. I think YouTube has overtaken it. YouTube is the son of podcasting and has now become, you know, the enfant terrible. Did you like my French accent? Wasn't it good? Oh, it's just for you, Doug Jenner. So I think podcasting is alive. Maybe it's just a shot in the arm. Maybe it's just an electric jolt. Maybe it's not going to be universal. Here's my view on podcasting. I am surprised people are trying to make a living out of podcasting, i.e. you pay to hear their content. You know, I don't pay to hear much radio, so I'm not going to pay, I don't think, to listen to content. But podcasting itself is not an industry. You're not a podcaster. That is not a job description. As David Newman would say, podcasting is a skill set, not a job description. But I think what the boys at Audioboo have done under the management and leadership of Mark Rock, and hats off to Mark and all of the team there in South Central London, I think now you have a chance. There's no excuse now because it's so easy. You don't even have to be on iTunes to listen to my iTunes or podcast. You can be on Facebook, you can be on Audioboo, you can be on Twitter. I'm sure there's a way of doing it even on LinkedIn. In fact, that's the next challenge. If anyone knows how to do that, let me know. So this is Rod Sloan saying, podcasting is alive. Well done, Audioboo.